Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Harry and Paul, and we are talking about Oktoberfest. Once again, we have some folks here talking about Oktoberfest here that's coming up in Prairie du Chien. So we're going to kind of go in chronological order here. We'll start with Wednesday, Harry, and that's when bingo gets underway at Hoffman Hall.
That's correct. At 2 o'clock, from 2 to 4, they'll be having Oktoberfest bingo at Hoffman Hall. And then we move on to Thursday. Euchre tournament at the Eagles Club starts at 1 o'clock. Pretty much goes till
they have music and
till they close the doors, right?
Yeah,
till they kick out.
There'll be music. There's going to be music at night, but the Euchre tournament starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is that a just show up and they'll get you a team kind of deal, or do you have to pre-register?
Just show up.
Just show up. All
just
right.
Show up.
Yep.
And then on Friday we have the tapping of the keg at 5 o'clock at the Backwater Bar. So, and there'll be music there. There'll be some free beer, you know, for people to sample.
And if folks are unfamiliar with that, that's kind of the kickoff to the weekend. I know you have some stuff before then, Wednesday 30, but that's when Oktoberfest really gets started.
Correct. Also, they'll be doing the crowning of the new Festmaster and Mrs. Oktoberfest.
Awesome.
Will be there, the introduction. So,
and you said that starts at 5 o'clock, correct?
5 o'clock
there at the Backwater
Bar.
Awesome, good deal. And then that moves us into Saturday, and so Paul, I'll let you take it away and kind of just talk about Saturday's events.
Yeah, so Saturday, well, first of all, we call ourselves the best little Oktoberfest in Wisconsin, and I firmly believe that we are. The day gets kicked off with a parade at 10 o'clock. It starts at People's State Bank and goes down to the fest grounds. You don't have to sign up ahead of time. We want all the registrations, all the people to participate. Just show up at 9 o'clock at People's State Bank parking lot and we can get you in. There's a car show that will be in the parade and that will be down on the island that day. And then we go down to the island, the high school band, and the Boy Scouts will be down there doing the Pledge of Allegiance and start in the national anthem. All day long, we have events. We're also the most kid-friendly Oktoberfest in Wisconsin is what we say. We have a kids tent full of lots of different activities. We have a root beer stein holding contest that Royal Bank helps us do. Last year we had 60 participants. We also have the sweetest root beer in Wisconsin because last year the bees were all over those poor little kids. We've solved it. We're not using root beer in the actual contest this year.
I like that.
Yes, you're going to get a mug with a root beer car, a piece of paper with a free root beer afterwards, but those kids were horrified last year. We want you all to come back.
Yes.
Then we have an adult stein holding contest, which is always competitive. The keg toss, bring your muscles, show us how strong you are. Sauerkraut eating contest for the second year in a row, which was so fun last year. And then all day long, we have music in the music tent. We have Livewire coming back. They're super good. But in between Livewire, we're extending it this year. We're going till 10 o'clock at night. The Rotary Club is helping us out. And we have our very own Two for the Road, which is Greg Webster and Joe Schroeder playing in between Livewire this year, which they're one of my favorite bands in the town. So it's going to be fun. And then, of course, food and drinks all day long. Just come out and join us. It's going to be so much fun.
Ping pong.
Oh, and a beer pong contest for the first time.
All right.
Yeah, they're looking for 64 teams or something like that. Maybe not
that many.
A full
March Madness bracket.
Yeah, exactly. With
big cash prizes.
There's big cash prizes, so I don't know anything about it. But if you know how to play it, come on down.
And one other thing, there's a costume contest.
Oh, and a costume contest,
and
yes.
There's a children's, men's and women's division
costume,
and I think
and
they even may have a family division.
Yeah.
All right. So as you guys said, you know, it starts Wednesday with bingo into Euchre on Thursday, tapping to the keg on Friday, all the great events on Saturday, from the music to the costume contest to the stein holding to the keg toss to, you know, everything. There's fun for all ages. There's something for everybody, whether you can, you know, you enjoy bingo or Euchre or, you know, whatever it might be.
There'll be bounce houses for the kids, and there's the master gardeners have all kinds of crafts for the kids to do.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of children's events. It's a family-oriented event.
Yeah. I was going to say, you see, you know, obviously, the big celebration that went on La Crosse a couple weeks ago.
Not quite like that.
It's not going to be that same deal. So you see that, and you see it's about drinking and having a good time.
Nope.
This is, you know, that's a part of it, but that's not the whole deal, right?
Exactly.
You know, and so this is a family-friendly, fun, you know, you can still enjoy beverages and have your fun, but there's another side of it as well that families can feel like they can enjoy and be a part of as well.
It's so good.
I don't know if anybody's told you, this is the 17th year that we've been
year.
Doing this.
It gets bigger and better every single year.
We started with a couple of kegs and a pop-up tent. And now, you know, we have the big pavilion down there that we use and two 50 by 100 tents.
Yeah. It's growing. And
keep adding events. You know, we, couple years ago, added the keg toss, and now you got the beer pong. You know, you're adding to it the kids' divisions of things. So that's awesome to see.
Last year, we added the bounce houses for the kids. I mean, it just... We keep adding.
Yeah, and it's all because of the support, right, of the communities, you know, not only Prairie du Chien, but surrounding areas. We're coming and making this a big event, right?
Yes. Correct. And it's a year-long project. Like, we meet every single month. People make fun of us in January when we're meeting about Oktoberfest, but it takes a lot, you know?
I mean, we start right after this event. We will start again for next year.
Getting ready for the next
things year. Things that were good, things that were bad, you know, how can we improve? So
it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good deal. We're excited to have some fun, and thank you both for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Cody.